Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Ashley Lang broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, for another edition of Straight Talk, presented to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can check them out online at andersongriggs.com. We also want to be sure to thank Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And this afternoon, I am joined with an old friend. We'll call you a friend of the show, Gordon Bell, who is the executive director of Hope of Rock Hill. So welcome.
Well, thank you. Welcome. Yeah, glad to see you.
I know. I think that's what I love about Rock Hill is we have actually worked together in the past in the same building for the same company, and we're no longer with those companies, but it's a small world. It all kind of brings us back together, and it's a pleasure to have you here today.
It's great to see you again. I hear you all the time, but don't get to see you.
Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Gordon, for those people who might not be familiar with Gordon Bell, first just tell our listeners who Gordon Bell is and what you do.
Well, I've been in Rock Hill for 45 years, married to Sally, and we just had our 45th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
The 12th, so that's a big milestone.
Yeah, to Sally as well.
I retired from the insurance and started volunteering at Hope, and so I've been at Hope volunteering. So.
All right. Well, what is Hope of Rock Hill?
Yeah, Hope is a Christian nonprofit, and we're dedicated to helping alleviate hunger. And so we provide food for those in need, utility assistance, and prescription drugs. And we've been doing it, as of October of this year, 50 years.
50 years. And you are located on Oakland Avenue, is that correct?
Yes, right down from Winthrop University, 504 Oakland. And if everybody rides by in the mornings, you see a large crowd, about 7:30 to 8.
Well, even before then, because that's what I was going to say, when you sat down and we really began talking, I said, you know, I was a little embarrassed because I didn't know a whole lot about Hope and what you do, but I do pass down Oakland Avenue every day on my way to work, and there's chairs lined up, and sometimes there's a crowd, sometimes there's one or two chairs that, you know, have people in them, and there's more waiting. So what does that mean? What does that mean for those folks? And what does a normal day at Hope of Rock Hill look like?
Well, we start out early. Pretty much a lot of people get there about 7:30, but the crowds get there. People get there sometimes 6 o'clock in the morning to stand in line. But we provide a week's worth of food for everybody in the household. And the people coming down on Oakland Avenue, I mean, it's just like you, and just they don't know what it is, and they ask. And so we provide food, and it's just like you go to the grocery store, meat, vegetables, canned goods, produce, all that type stuff, and we give everybody in the household a week's worth. And so we're actually now seeing anywhere from 45 to 125 people a day.
Wow.
I mean, I know that's a wide range, but we're open on Tuesday nights, and so we're open twice, so we'll see up to 125 people.
So are they waiting in when you pass them and there's a crowd there and you see them sitting in the chairs that are lined up, are they waiting day to get the food?
Yes, they're waiting that day to get the food. What we do, they come in, and we have to have a little checklist. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure they live in South Carolina. We are so close to North Carolina, occasionally we'll get some North Carolinians coming in, but we serve South Carolina and mainly the Chester, Lancaster, and Rocky and York County areas for food. But they come in, we see their ID and or something that says they live in South Carolina, and then they go through a process, a questionnaire, and we have everything on the computer. We're tied in with Second Harvest, mm-hmm. and so we get all their information, give them a number, and they pull around back, and we load everything up.
And so it's a week's worth.
It is a week's worth.
And can they come back the next week? Like, what does that look like?
They can come back every 2 weeks.
Every
2 weeks.
Okay.
And so now, if somebody's in need, we don't want them to go hungry, mm-hmm. and we work with those who have, you know, exceptions. Mm-hmm. So we don't want anybody around here to go hungry.
Absolutely. How do you find your, do you call them clients? Are they a client?
Yeah,
they...
I think the clients find us.
Okay.
We don't have to look for clients. Mm-hmm. Last year, we served over 42,000 individuals, 12,679 or 89 families. So, we don't have any problem searching them out. They search us out.
And you said that, I'm just trying to wrap my brain around it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So they come, they wait. If they are a repeat client, they don't have to go through the checklist.
They go through, but it's a lot quicker. I mean, if you've ever been in line with Chick-fil-A,
mm-hmm.
okay, we're quicker than Chick-fil-A.
Okay, so got it.
We're good. So I
you
tell
have to be if you've got that many people.
We've got that
through.
Many people. We move them pretty quickly. Once they're in the system, it takes a little while to get them in the system because mm-hmm. we want their names, addresses, date of birth, things like that for the kids, because everything is on the computer and we keep records. Mm-hmm. And so we can tell you, okay, we've had X amount of kids, 18 and under, senior adults, what age group, minority, all that type stuff. We can tell. So once they get in the system, it's quick. I mean, they come in, sit down, and they may sit down 30 seconds, 45 seconds,
okay.
and then boom, they're out the door.
And then they drive around to the back, and you load it, or is it where they come and shop themselves?
We load it. We looked at, when we moved over from our Park Avenue location, we looked at trying to figure out how they could shop. But it's so much of a hassle to have everybody in, trying to manage it, trying to have enough volunteers to manage it. So now we just pre-bag everything. We couldn't beat Chick-fil-A if we didn't have everything pre-bagged.
Right.
So it's pre-bagged, and then we base it. They come in and we get a ticket in the back, and the people up intake workers up front fill it out. And what they do, they'll say, okay, we have 2 adults, 4 kids.
Got it.
And they'll give their ages.
Okay.
And so we pack it accordingly. I mean, it's all pre-packed in twos, really. Mm-hmm. And so we just start loading everything up and then sending it out.
And I know that you said, do you partner with Second Harvest, or do you get donations from the community?
Yeah, we are a partner with Second Harvest. And Second Harvest has all these Food Lion, Harris Teeter. They have all these agreements with all these grocery stores. And so We do get Amazon food from Second Harvest. We go pick it up every Monday. We get anywhere from 4 pallets to 16 pallets. I mean, you just never know. And then we pick up at Food Lion, a couple of Food Lions. We pick up at Aldi, Lidl, Harris Teeter. So we get a little bit from
most
of the grocery stores.
Really establishing relationships
well
within the community.
Yeah, that's right. And then we get... There's food drives. The Boy Scouts do a food drive. Williams and Fudge does a food drive for us. Huge partners. We've got the school district is a huge partner. They do food drives. Churches. So it's a great help.
What about funding? Do you get any kind of state funding or local funding, federal funding? What does that look like?
Now, we get zero state and federal money. Nothing. Everything is donation driven by individuals, businesses, churches, and grants. I mean, we apply for grants and get grants. Now, we don't always get grants, but we get our share. So, but we rely on individuals and churches and businesses. I mean, some of the businesses are huge partners. They help us, and they may not always help us with money. They may help us with the donation of a van. We just got donated a van.
Oh, well, that's fabulous.
And it's new to us. Mm-hmm. It's used, but it's new to us, and we don't have to pay for it.
That's right.
So.
That's right. What would you say some of the misconceptions are about people who have to use nonprofits like Hope of Rock Hill? Or what would you tell the community when it comes, you know, of course, affordable housing and homelessness and people who don't have the means to be able to eat and provide for their family is a crisis. Not only, I mean, it is a crisis locally, but it's also a crisis statewide and across our country. What kind of stories are you hearing or seeing that maybe is a misconception for people like me and you who really don't have to worry about feeding our families every day?
Well, there's a lot of people and that are 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 paychecks away from being in a situation where they have to come get food or get some kind of help, either from an agency like ours, family, friends, something. They have to get help. I mean, in the cost of living in Rock Hill has gotten so high, especially rent, and you probably see it and hear it a lot. We have elderly people that, especially our seniors, who can't afford rent, which used to be $800, now it's $1,200, and they're living off $1,000 with their Social Security. And so they can't, I mean, you're already in the hole. So we see a lot of the elder where they have to buy their medicine, food, and we keep telling them, come in and get food, and that way it'll take the burden off, and then you can use that money to help with your bills. But, I mean, we've seen master's degrees, doctorate degrees. We've seen engineers. During COVID, I mean, we've seen all kind of things where it's just that one paycheck. It's just a situation. Oh, my car broke down, or I had heaven forbid, a house fire, or they got evicted, or, you know, they're sick. I mean, cancer. And we have a lot of people that are coming in lately with cancer. And it's
'cause medical bills
are just awful. And, you know, the hospitals and all can only do so much and take so much.
Right.
And so we're that outlet.
And you're not the first nonprofit, really, that has mentioned this, but they're seeing that demographic is changing a bit, especially where the senior citizens are concerned.
Yes.
They're seeing that really rise more than they did before. And I think sometimes we get it in our heads that it's, you know, people kind of in my age demographic that, you know, they have families and kids. And sometimes I feel like those senior citizens, I mean, as sad as it is to say, kind of get forgotten, but that demographic is really, you're seeing more of that.
It's challenging, and we see other age groups. Mm-hmm. I mean you see a young couple that are working as hard as they can, and they're making $20-$25 an hour, or even $15 or $12 or whatever, and so they're struggling. And so we see all the demographics, but it's mainly the seniors that we see over at Hope that are just struggling.
And I know you also mentioned that you can help them get their medications.
Yes.
So how does that happen? Where do you get those medications from?
Now, the medications we use, the good pharmacies, the Walgreens, the CVS's, family pharmacy down in Saluda. So they are already using those pharmacies, and they bring in their prescriptions and what it costs, and we talk to them, find out their situation, and it's pretty easy with medicine because we want them to get the health care that they need. So we'll send a check with them to Good Pharmacy, or we can call Good Pharmacy, and they'll say, okay, send them on, and we'll settle up with them another day.
So you're not really like passing out.
We don't pass out the medications. Okay. And then we also have Well Vista, another nonprofit in South Carolina, that they are in our office every Monday to kind of assist. If somebody has long-term needs with medications, they can go in there and meet with her, and she will get them on a one-year track to where they can get their medicines free for 1 year.
And I guess that helps with, you said that you're seeing some people who are coming in with, you know, really intensive medical needs like cancer.
Yeah.
And so you're not only helping
$400 medicines and it's medicine. I guess the Medicare changed some of their pharmaceutical formulas, and so some of the drugs that they were getting for $35 to $50 are now $400 and $450.
Are you also able to help people with needs like diapers and wipes or baby formula,
yeah,
we have
diapers, wipes. We don't always have the right baby formulas, but we do have some baby formulas, or a lot of times we can get it, but we're always giving out diapers, and sometimes we struggle. We don't get as much, but we do try to take care of the diapers, the cleaning supplies, the paper towels, the toilet paper, and things like that.
And personal hygiene items,
we do get that from Second Harvest, so we're a one-stop shop a lot of times.
So it runs the gamut of ages zero all the way up and any and all kinds of needs for a family for a week or two.
Yes.
All right. Well, with that, we are going to take a mid-program break. We have lots more to talk about when it comes to Hope of Rock Hill, but we want to remind everyone that you're listening to Straight Talk live right here from Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. And you can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And, of course, Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy for 60 years, Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road. And what we do here every day at Substation 2 is fresh subs and salads 6 days a week from 10 in the morning till 9 at night. And how we do it is special. And it's right here in these white letters right here on the T-shirt. We're going to get everybody to say it on the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI
and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When it comes to matters of the heart, you want someone who understands you. And that's our mission at Piedmont's Heart and Vascular Center. We are the only cardiovascular hospital in York County providing comprehensive care from diagnosis to recovery. Our team includes experienced cardiologists, cardiovascular surgeons, and nurses, all dedicated to keeping your heart healthy. Cardiac care with advanced technology close to home. That's Piedmont Medical Center. Learn more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, "Hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill."
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And we are back live here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop. We're chatting with our friend Gordon Bell from Hope of Rock Hill. And I should have asked you this when we first started. How did Hope of Rock Hill get its name?
It's helping others positively and effectively. I think that's
great.
I know.
I'm going to write that down.
And it started from a bunch of churches back in 1975 when all the mills closed down or were closing down and laying off people. And we started by giving everybody a bag, maybe a meal or two, canned goods and things like that, and then helping with utilities, $10 or $15. If we gave out $20, that was a lot.
Wow. And we didn't even talk about that before the break. So you also do, so it's not only food, but it can also be personal hygiene items. It can be medication, helping, you know, at least cover some of that cost.
Yeah,
and it's
utility.
Also utilities.
Yeah, and utility. We with utilities, we do it a little different. With food, we never turn anybody down. But with utilities, it all is based on finances and things going on. We interview them pretty extensively, ask about all their finances, how much is their rent, how much is their mortgage, how much is their insurance, how much is their car payment, their utility payments, everything. And then we even get their bank statements. Mm. So we look at how they're spending the money. And because we get these donations from churches and individuals who want us to be good stewards of their money, we turn some down. I mean, because they just misuse their money.
Right. Are you able to help people kind of learn how to better budget?
We try to educate them as much as we can. We have a lady in our office that went through the Dave Ramsey training, and she works with anybody willing to sit there and listen.
Oh, I think that's great. I think that's awesome. So 50 years you've been doing this in October.
Yes.
What does that mean, or what do you think that says about Hope of Rock Hill, and what are your hopes for the future?
Well, we're determined. And we have a goal. I mean, we want to do the best we can to make sure nobody goes hungry, help people keep a roof over their head by providing that utility, and then help them with their health, with providing the prescriptions and the medicines they need. We have, I guess the longevity is that we're all volunteers. Everybody's volunteers. I guess I'm not, but we're all volunteers. We have over 100 volunteers, and I think that says something for our about our community, that we are a loving community, a helping community, and a caring community, and we try to do the best we can to take care of our neighbors.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
Oh, yeah. We always need volunteers. I mean, we have volunteers of all ages. Now, primarily our volunteers are older because they've retired. They're working part-time or something, and so they have the time. We'd love to have young people. So you're welcome anytime.
Okay, I might.
But we get Beta Club members. We've got a big contingent from Sullivan and Dutchman Creek, so they help us all the time. But the schools, Legion Academy sends kids over because they're a flexible schedule, and they require some community service work. So that helps us a lot. And churches.
What kind of jobs do the volunteers do? Like, are you looking for any, is there a need that you really need right now that maybe a specific volunteer could help with?
Well, yeah, we want the volunteers willing to do anything, because I may be the executive director, but I clean toilets and take out trash. So, and I sometimes think that's all I do. But it's funny, because we've had doctors and lawyers and electrical engineers, they'll go clean toilets, take out breakdown boxes, take out trash, anything to help. We've got guys, we have people that stock, we have people that unload our trucks, we have people that check the food, check dates, make sure it's good, and then restock the shelves. We have people that put it in the cars, intake workers, and we have intake workers that do financial that help look at that. And then we have people in the office that just do accounting. They send thank you notes. We try to send thank you notes for everything.
That's amazing. That's a dying art, Gordon.
I know. So, I know. We do send letters. We do send letters.
I love that. So Hope of Rock Hill, what are the hours? And remind people where you're located one more time.
We're at 504 Oakland, just down from Winthrop University at the President's House, just a couple of houses down. And we're open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 10:30. and on Tuesday nights for those who work from 6 to 7:30.
What would you say is the biggest need? What would you request from the community right now?
Well, let me go a little deeper than that, because what's happening now is we've been told our funding has been cut from, we get zero government funding, but we get TFAP, which is the Emergency Food Assistance Program with the government, and that's food. That's meat, it's dairy, it's produce, things like that, and with the government, it's been over $500 million has been cut, and that's going to cut the program at TFAP. So we get a lot of that food through Second Harvest, and so it's going to cut our food that we receive down about 50%. So we're going to have to scramble now to replace it. So that means we're going to have to go out and get more donated food, but we're going to have to purchase food. So luckily, if we can get it from Second Harvest, we can get it for 18 cents a pound or less. So donations will help us buy food and keep and kind of fill that gap.
So are you still looking to partner maybe with other grocery stores in the area, or do you do that just strictly through Second Harvest?
We do that strictly through Second Harvest. They arrange that for us, but we pick it up. We're always excited to partner with groups, community groups for donations, but for doing food drives. And that's one of the things that a lot of volunteers, if a volunteer group wants to help right now, they can do a food drive. You know, if you have a beta club like Dutchman Creek, they do a huge food drive every year, and we get it right before Christmas. I mean, it's huge. I mean, we'll get a van load, I mean, from floor to ceiling.
Wow.
And so it's wonderful. Sullivan does that, so it's amazing.
If people do want to do that, do they need to contact you directly? What do they?
Yeah,
how
they can contact me
you?
Directly. Our volunteer coordinator, Rachel. Just either one. They can go online at www.hopeofrockhill.com, and it's a donate tab that you can donate time, money, and food.
Okay. So that's the same way if people wanted to mail in money or check or donate.
Yes.
It's
I mean,
all
there
through.
There is a click through that they can donate $500, $25, or do your own amount.
And every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps. Oh. We have people that have set it up to where we get $10 a month, but that $10 buys a lot of food.
Because it's 18.
Yeah, 18 cents a pound. And right now we can get chicken from Second Harvest at 10 cents a pound.
Oh, that's amazing.
So that's amazing.
So that $10 really does
it
go
really
a long way. So every little bit helps, even if it's $5.
Yes.
So you're asking for volunteers, check, cash, money, anything from personal hygiene items to canned foods to
anything to get us over this hump coming up. And we hope it won't last a couple of months, but it'll take Congress to go in and add money and increase that funding.
So you can also reach out to your local politicians.
Yes, you can reach out to Ralph.
You sure can. And he will take those calls and those texts or those emails. I can vouch
I guess
for
he
that.
Will now. So.
He will. Well, Gordon, thank you so much for being a part of the program today. It was so good to catch up with you and to learn all about the great things that Hope of Rock Hill is doing. And, of course, that is Hope helping others positively and effectively.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Did I get it? All right.
You got it.
Well, that is a great way to end the program. Thank you for being here again. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Check them out online at andersongriggs.com. And one more time, we're going to tell everybody about what we do right here in Substation 2 that makes us so special. It's right here in these white letters on the back of the shirt on the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Happy Easter. See you on the radio next week. Bye.